happen.
Oh, how quaint.
Yes, it looks perfect.
Where do you want these bags, sir?
Place them on the front porch.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Well, ladies, do you like the place?
Oh, Marie, it is the perfect spot for our vacation. You have outdone yourself this time.
Yes, oh, Marie, it is delightful. A real coup de grace.
Well, will you be needing anything else?
No, thank you. That will be all. Here, this should take care of the fare. You may keep the change.
$100?
Is there a problem?
Oh, no, sir. Hey, I mean, sir, this is my phone number. If you decide you need to go anywhere while you're in town here, just let me know. I'll come get you day or night.
Well, thank you. I will remember your kind offer.
Day or night. Just let me know. How altruistic.
Leah, Beth, remember yourselves. Must remember where you are and who we are.
I am terribly sorry, Omari. I am just not accustomed to the monetary motivation.
Leah is right, Omari. It is strange, don't you think?
That is not for me to judge. I am a visitor here. Who am I to say what is strange for these people? Anyway, we have some business to take care of with the owner of this house, and I doubt that any of us want to leave him with a bad first impression. Agreed?
Of course, Omari. I just forgot myself for a minute.
Yes, we are sorry, Omari.
Now, shall we see if this Mr. Wilson fellow is home?
Yes, by all means. The sooner we get settled, the better.
I'll do the introductions, as is their custom.
How antiquated.
Beth, remember what I told you?
Yes,
Omar. Hello? Is there anyone home? Mr. Wilson, are you here?
Look, Sue, I gotta go now. I think my renters are here. Yeah, I know. We've already discussed that. Don't worry, I won't screw up. Yes. Yeah, I know all that, Sue, but they did sign a lease, you know. I have to be careful what I say if I'm going to break the agreement. I want to do that, too. It's ridiculous of you to think otherwise.
Mr. Wilson, are you in there?
Look, I gotta go. This guy's gonna beat my front door down. We won't have a house to sell. I'll meet you for lunch and tell you how it went. Of course I love you. How can you ask such a question?
All right, already. I'm on my way.
Look, Sue, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
I'm coming. Good morning, sir. My name is Omari Sancisco. You must be Mr. Wilson.
Yes, I'm Oliver Wilson.
These are my traveling companions, Clea and Clef.
Yeah, it's pleased to meet you. Now, about that lease you signed with my agent, I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake. He shouldn't have offered you this place when it's in such terrible condition.
Nonsense. We love the place, don't we, ladies?
Yes, Mr. Wilson, it is lovely.
Oh,
couldn't be nicer.
Yeah, please, let me find you nice folks some better living quarters somewhere else in town. There's a place across the street that
We chose this house carefully, Mr. Wilson. We are not interested in living anywhere else.
You don't understand. I mean, it's really out of my hands, this problem, I mean.
No problem is insurmountable, Mr. Wilson. Maybe we can help.
Look, what does it matter? I mean, I have two other rental properties myself in better condition than this one. Why, look, across the street you'd have a fine view of the city. Here there isn't anything. The other houses cut off the view.
We engaged rooms here, Mr. Wilson, and we expect to use them.
But why do you insist?
We just do. Now, will you make arrangements to leave as soon as possible?
Oh, no. Now, that isn't in your lease. Okay, you can live here until next week since you paid for it. But you can't put me out. I'm staying.
Very well. But please be kind enough to stay out of our way. Now, with your permission, we would like to come inside our home.
Not your home, sir. Your living quarters for 1 week and 1 week only.
Yes. Now, may we?
Very well. Come on in. I'll show you to your bedrooms upstairs. I hope, Mr. San Cisco, that you didn't think I was trying to be rude. It's just, well, the place just isn't the kind of place you and these lovely ladies should be calling home for any length of time. I mean, it's obvious to me that you are accustomed to the finer things in life.
Mr. Wilson, it is because we are accustomed to some of the finer things in life that we have chosen your establishment. You must not be so negative about this lovely home.
But, sir...
Here we are. I take it that these are the rooms here?
Yes, the one door on the left and two on the right.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. Wilson. You may leave us now.
Well, but I...
You may leave.
A somewhat weather-worn Victorian-style house sits on the outskirts of an unremarkable city. It's not the sort of place that would be expected to attract tourists, no matter what the season. But these are not ordinary tourists, nor is this an ordinary season, as Oliver Wilson and his would-be bride, Sue Johnson, are about to discover. Sci-Fi Radio presents Episode 1 of our adaptation of Henry Kuttner and C.L. Moore's novella, Vintage Season.
Well, Oliver, did you get rid of them?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Now, you listen to me, Oliver Wilson. We've got a buyer with an offer on the table. Now, we need that money to buy our home. We can't miss this opportunity.
I know.
Well, you've got to do something about getting those people out before it's too late.
I'll try.
Well, have you heard anything more from the lady who wants to buy it?
Oh, her attorney phoned again yesterday. He reminded me again that her offer is contingent on her being able to move in by the end of this week. I wonder who she is and why the big hurry.
What do we care? I don't care if she's from another planet. The fact is, she's a buyer, not a renter.
I know. It's just a mystery to me why all of a sudden the old house has become so popular. I've always had a hard time renting it out, even when it was fixed up. And now, it seems to be the hottest thing going. Yeah, the San Ciscos acted like they just had to have it.
The San Ciscos? Who are they, anyway? Oh. You haven't told me a thing about them.
Well, I don't know much. They're tourists, I think. At any rate, I heard them say they're taking a trip up the river this afternoon to some sort of shrine I've never heard of. It isn't very far, wherever it is, because I know they're coming back for dinner. They're just not ordinary tourists, though. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
Nothing about that house makes sense anymore.
Yeah.
Except you've got to get rid of those renters, and soon...
I'll think of something.
You'd better.
Hello? Anyone here? Good, they're still out. Let's see. This is one of their rooms here.
Don't you come in?
I beg your pardon, miss. I didn't realize you were home. I was just checking to see that you had plenty of linens.
Do come on in and sit down.
Oh, I really shouldn't, miss.
Clef is my name. Do you like it?
Well, yes. It's very different. Quite pretty, actually.
Not as pretty as the spring weather you enjoy here.
Ah.
You know, there never was a May like it in civilized times.
Yeah, the room, it looks so different. Well, what have you done to it?
Oh, Nothing much. I just brought a few of my things from home with me. You know, when you're away from home, it helps to cheer you up. Don't you agree, Oliver? Can I call you Oliver?
Yes, of course. But that picture hanging there above your bed, the water, it's so real, I could swear it's rippling.
Yes, it is a wonderful work of art, is it not?
Remarkable is more like it. And this furniture, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
I suppose you are right about that.
What?
Oh, what I mean is, well, I don't think you will ever find another piece like the sofa, for example. They just don't make them like this in your country.
No. I've never seen this rich of fabric or touched anything so soft and plush.
Please, sit down. You will not hurt it. Besides, there's a wonderful view of the outdoors from the sofa. Relax a few minutes and visit with me. Oliver, are you okay?
Yes, I think so. I guess I got a little too much sun this morning. I feel a little faint. The floor felt as if it were moving for a moment.
That's understandable.
Understandable?
What I meant to say is that I've also experienced those kinds of sensations. I assure you, it is nothing to be concerned about. Please, Oliver, just sit down for a few minutes, and I'm sure you will feel better in no time.
Yeah, maybe I better. Oh, what a comfortable sofa. It seems to fit my body perfectly, like a glove.
Will you join me for some tea, Oliver?
Well, yes, that would be nice. Clef.
Very good, Oliver. You see, my name is not so difficult after all. Here, Oliver. I think you will enjoy my tea.
Thank you. Oh, my God, this is great stuff. What's in this?
It's perfectly safe. It is a special tea, also native to my country.
Ah, the scent, it's like flowers or something. Are you sure you didn't spike this?
Spike?
You know, put some booze in it or something?
No, Oliver. It is just tea.
I feel like the room is moving all around us. And there's a buzzing in my ears.
Yes. This tea does have some rather unusual powers.
Oh, you hear that buzzing? And the aroma in this room, it's heaven.
In case you were wondering, Omri and Clea will be gone all afternoon.
Oh?
Yes. This should give us the perfect opportunity to get to know each other better. Don't you agree, Oliver? Oliver? Oliver, are you all right?
Why don't you talk like that?
Like what?
I don't know. You and the others speak with such perfect breath control and voice placement, with such precision.
In our country, we are trained to speak with precision, just as we are trained to move and dress and think with precision. With you, of course. With you, this does not happen to be a national fetish.
Well, it must take a lot of concentration.
On the contrary, it just takes time and an appreciation for the amenities of life. We have both the time and the appreciation.
What country do you come from, anyway?
We must not speak of that, Oliver.
But... Well, this is your vacation, isn't it?
I prefer to call it a pilgrimage of sorts.
Pilgrimage? To what?
I should not have said that, Mr. Wilson. Please forget it. Do you like the tea?
Yes, of course. Yeah, but...
You may have guessed by now that it is a euphoriac.
Euphoriac?
You do not feel the effects yet? Surely you do.
I feel like I've had about four whiskeys.
We like to have our euphoria less painfully, and without the after effects your barbarous alcohols used to have. I'm sorry. I must be euphoric myself to speak so freely. Please forgive me. Shall we listen to some music?
Yes. I'd like that. See, you put on a record. Where's it coming from?
I'll show you sometime, Oliver. For now, just sit back and enjoy it.
Clef, the waves in that picture hanging above your bed? They're moving. Oh, my God, they're breaking on the shore. The foam is running up the beach. How did you make it do that?
Your mind is making it do that, my dear.
And who's performing this music? I've never heard this song played like that before.
Pity.
What are they doing to it? I've never heard anything like this.
Yeah, I should be going. But I'm so...
Clef, you know this is against every rule.
Clef, you silly little fool. Can we never trust you out of our sight?
What does it matter here?
You gave your bond before you left not to interfere. You read and signed the rules.
It does not matter here. You both know that. How could it possibly matter?
Clef, we can't trust you. Trust you.
Against the rules.
Against you gave your bond.
You have broken your bond.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Trust you.
Why did you violate it? You violated it.
I told you.
Oh, Marie, it doesn't matter. 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 It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, gee, what was in that tea? Oh, my God. What time is it anyway? How did I get back in my own bed? I don't remember coming back in here. What? Oh, Clef. Where did she... Oh, no, I promised I'd call Sue. Yes? Hello?
Oliver, where have you been? I've been calling for hours.
You have?
Yes, and you were supposed to call me and the lady, you know, the one who wants to buy the house. Well, she's here with her husband. They say they knocked at your house, but no one answered. Now, where have you been all day?
Well, I've been around, dear. I guess I might have been out back in the work shed. You know, you just can't hear anything back there.
Now, you listen to me, Oliver. These buyers want to see the house today.
Today? Oh, I don't think that...
Oliver!
Well, I think the San Ciscos are still out. I guess I... Oh, well, bring them over if you want to, but I don't see what good it will do.
And don't forget, they want to move in this week.
Well, why does the sale of my house stand or fall on whether these people can move in this week?
What difference does that make?
Well, why can't they wait until the San Ciscos leave? What could possibly be so important that they couldn't wait just one more week? Hell, I'd even be willing to knock a few thousand off the asking price if they'd just be patient.
You will do no such thing, Oliver Wilson. Now, I can buy all of the appliances for our new home with that money.
I know.
You'll just have to work out some way to give possession before next week, and that's that. Do you hear me?
Yeah, well, what? Yeah, Sue, I'm only human, but I'll try.
I'm bringing them over right away. Goodbye.
I'm sure you will just love the inside of the house.
That is not a pertinent factor in our decision to buy the house, young lady.
I wonder why Oliver doesn't answer. Oh, there you are, dear. I want you to meet Mrs.
I apologize for being so hard to reach. I've been very busy with some routine maintenance around the house.
But there's nothing really wrong with the house, is there, dear?
What? No. I've just been taking care of little things, you know, like changing light bulbs here and there and fixing a shingle or two on the roof, you know, things of that nature. But the house is rock solid.
I am Madam Hollier. This is my husband.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Oliver Wilson.
I understand through your lady friend that there is some problem about the house. You wish to sell it to me, but are legally bound by your lease with some tenants. Is that correct?
Yes, the Sanciscos.
What? Did you say the Sanciscos are your tenants?
Yeah.
Omari, Clef, and Clea Sancisco?
Why, yes. Do you know them?
Yes, I'm afraid we do.
Well, what a small world, Oliver. They know them. I'll bet we can work this whole thing out yet.
Tell me something, Mr. Wilson.
Yes?
If Omari can be forced to vacate before next week, you will accept our offer?
Well, yes, I guess so. But forced? I thought you said you knew them.
I said I knew them. That is all I said. I did not mean to imply any special relationship between us.
Oh.
Do we have an agreement on this issue?
Of course you do. Oliver?
Well...
Oliver, remember our conversation.
Well, okay. But I don't know how you're going to get them out. I mean, especially if, like you say, you don't share a special relationship with the Sanciscos. Now, I get along pretty well with these folks, but they won't give in to my wishes. What makes you think you can be any more persuasive?
Oh, I have my ways, Mr. Wilson. Hara, give me the box.
Yes, Holly.
Ooh, what a beautiful silver box.
This may help us. If you can hide this box somewhere about the house, I believe your unwelcome tenants will not trouble you much longer.
But I don't understand. How will this get rid of them?
Trust me, my dear.
Now, wait a minute. What is it?
Nothing that will harm anyone, I assure you.
Well, then what...
No one will be harmed, Mr. Wilson.
Well, now, yeah, but nevertheless, Madam Hollier, I have to know what this is all about. Now, I can't just let...
Oh, Oliver, please, don't worry about it. I'm sure Madam Hollier knows best. Don't you want to get these people out?
Well, of course I do, but I don't want the house blown up or...
Nothing so sinister or crude, I promise you, Mr. Wilson. Remember, we want the house. Now you take the box, young lady. Take it and hide it in the house. And quickly, before Omari comes back. At least your lady friend has some common sense, Mr. Wilson.
Mm.
Well, Hara, what do you think of our accommodations?
Quite.
There. I hid it where they'll never find it. Now, how long will it take, Madam Hollier?
That will depend, my dear. Not very long. Now, Mr. Wilson, one word with you.
Mm-hmm.
You live here also, I understand?
Yes.
For your own comfort, take my advice and be sure to...
Oliver! Who is that?
Nobody. It's just one of the tenants.
Come hide a love to me. Just one of the tenants?
Clef or Clea. I know they both just came on from Canterbury, but I thought they were...
Hush! Why, Holia, how nice to see you. No one knew you were coming to the... Oh, and Hera, too. What a pleasant surprise. And you must be Miss Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
When did you get back?
Why, I did not go out at all. I was tired of sightseeing. I have been napping in my room. Isn't the weather beautiful here, Hollia?
Yes, And you are so fortunate to have this house.
Clef, Senbei sent you this recording. It's his latest.
Senbei? Oh, how wonderful. What period?
From November 1664, London. Though I think there may be some counterpoint from the 1347 November. He hasn't finished, of course. Marvelous if you have the taste for it.
Oh, that man. Fascinating. A great man. But so advanced.
It takes a connoisseur to appreciate Senbi's work fully. We all admit that.
Oh, yes. We all bow to Senbi. I confess he terrifies me a little, my dear. Do we expect him to join us?
I hope so. If his work is not yet finished, then, of course. You know Senbi's tastes.
I know when to look for him, then. You are so fortunate, my dear Clef, to have this house. I saw a tridimensional of it afterward, and it was still quite perfect. Such a fortunate coincidence. Would you consider parting with your lease for a consideration? Say, a coronation seat at the...
Nothing could buy us, Halia.
You may change your mind, my dear Clef. There is still time. You can always reach us through Mr. Wilson here. We have rooms up the street in the Montgomery House. Nothing like yours, of course, but they will do.
Did you say the Montgomery House?
Yes.
But that's the most expensive hotel in town.
For us, it will do. Oh, well, enjoy your stay, my dear Clef. My regards to Omri and Clea. Mr. Wilson, may I have a word with you in private?
Well, yes, of course.
One word of advice, Mr. Wilson. You say you sleep here?
Yes.
Then move out, young man. You must move out before tonight.
That noise. I can't stand it. Oh, this has got to stop. It sounds like it's coming from in here. Clef's room. Real. Clef, are you in here? Clef, where are you? If you're in here, please answer me. I can't see anything but this damn fog. What the hell is going on?
Oliver? Oliver? I'm over here. Wasn't that beautiful, Oliver?
Beautiful? Are you out of your mind? Whatever that was, it wasn't beautiful. I've never been so sickened by anything. You can't sit here and tell me you like that crap.
Crap?
Yeah, crap. You know, garbage.
I am afraid I do not agree with you.
You can't possibly like that noise we just heard.
I should expect that would be your reaction, Oliver. I would be surprised if you did like Senbi's work of art.
Work of art?
I am a connoisseur. Only a connoisseur would appreciate work as advanced as the work of Senbi.
I feel sick to my stomach.
Oh, Oliver, I am so sorry. I keep forgetting where I am and who you are.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. I meant nothing. Here, Oliver. This damp cloth will cool your forehead.
Let me pour you some euphoriac, and your stomach will feel better.
You mean the tea?
Yes, Oliver. Some of my sweet tea for my sweet Oliver. Here, drink this.
Oh, that's incredible. Oh, I feel better already. I'm not nauseated anymore.
Of course not. Now come and sit down. Now we can relax. I am so sorry. I should not have played that where you could hear it, Oliver. I have no excuse, really. It was only that I forgot what the effect might be on one who had never heard one of Senbi's symphonies before. I was so impatient to hear what he had done with his new subject. I'm sorry.
What was it?
It was a composite interpretation of... Oh, Oliver, you know I must not answer your questions.
Why, Cliff? Why can't you answer my questions?
I am not supposed to. That is the rule.
Rule? What rule, Cliff?
No. Drink your tea and forget what you heard. Think of other things. Here, I will put some music on.
No. Don't.
Don't worry, Oliver. I'll play something you would like. How do you like this?
It's beautiful.
Come hide her love to me.
Where did you hear that song, Clef?
It was in Canterbury. I was there not long ago, and everyone was singing this new song, Come Hide Her Love to Me.
That song, there's something, wait, I want to get something from my room. I'll be back in a minute.
I will wait, Oliver.
Right here in this notebook. And it isn't new. No. Now listen to me. I'm serious. I remembered something. We studied that song in college in a music history class. It's here somewhere.
Oliver, kiss me. Oh, Oliver. Oliver, I am sorry.
No, don't be, Clem. I think I wanted you to.
No, I should never have done such a thing. Please forgive me.
Please, Clem, don't blame yourself. I mean, I could say the same thing. I should be apologizing to you.
It does not matter. I know it does not matter, but...
What doesn't matter?
Nothing. Nothing. Please forget it. Nothing at all.
What do you take me for? You've been playing your little games long enough.
Oliver, please. Please, no more questions. Here, have some tea. Euphoria is what you need, Oliver, not answers.
I don't want your tea, Clef. I want answers. I want the truth.
I promise you, Oliver, you don't want the truth.
Aha. Here it is. I thought so. Clef, when you heard that song in Canterbury, what was the year?
What year? Why? What year do you think?
Oh, I don't think. I know the year that song was popular. Chaucer's Pardoner sang that song sometime around the end of the 14th century. Did you see Chaucer, Clef? Did you have a good old time with Chaucer? Maybe drink a little tea with him?
I am a fool. It must have been easy for you to see through me.
Do you really believe what you are saying?
How can I not believe?
That is very unusual. You see, very few people do believe it. That is one of our maxims when we travel. We are safe from much suspicion because people before time travel began will not believe.
Good God.
I know. It must be a terrible thing to accept, to have all of your concepts turned upside down. Of course, we know it from childhood, but for you...
It's true. It's really true.
Oliver, here. Have some more tea. The euphoria will make it easier for you to accept. Our story is very simple, really. We travel. Our own time is not terribly far ahead of yours. No, I must not say how far. But we still remember your songs and poets and some of your great actors. We are a people of much leisure, and we cultivate the art of enjoying ourselves.
So what are you doing here in this dump?
This is a tour we are making. A tour of a year's seasons. Vintage seasons. That autumn in Canterbury was the most magnificent our researchers could discover anywhere. We rode in a pilgrimage to the shrine. Oh, it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I guess you're going to tell me that my place here won first prize over everyone else in the world at any time for the best spring season?
Yours is the loveliest May in recorded times. A perfect May in a wonderful period. You have no way of knowing what a good period you live in, Oliver. Everything going as smoothly as a dream. There were other Mays with fine weather, but each of them had a war or a famine or something else.
Oh, I get it. Ours lacked the gore and violence, right?
In a few days, we are to meet at a coronation in Rome. I think the year will be 800, Christmas time.
But why did you insist on this house? Why does Madame Hollier want to get it away from you?
Oliver, you must not think about us or why we are here.
Why are you crying, Cliff? Is there something else I need to know?
I have already said too much, Oliver. Here, drink. Drink and forget.
Wilson, are you awake?
Yes. What is it?
Someone has planted a subsonic in this house, Wilson. Clef seems to think you may know where it is.
A subsonic?
Call it a gadget. Probably a small metal box that fits...
Oh.
Where is it? Quick, let's get this over.
Oh, you mean all this is from... just from the little box?
Of course. Now tell me how to find it before we all go crazy. Quickly, Wilson. We do not have time to procrastinate.
Look. I don't like this feeling any more than you. I'm trying to remember where she went.
Who?
My girlfriend, Sue. Madame Hollier told her to hide the box. She went somewhere downstairs with it, I think.
Oh, you think?
Yes. I know I should have paid more attention. I didn't trust that Madame Hollier.
I am hurrying as fast as I can, ladies. That stupid Hollier. You let it in, Wilson. Now help us get it out.
Or what, Mr. San Cisco? It's a gadget out of your world, not mine.
What do you know about our world? Clef! Little imbecile. Clef, come here at once.
Yes, what is it, Omri? Have you found the box?
Clef, were you euphoric again yesterday?
Oliver... you told him?
Look at me when I speak to you, Clef. You talked too much. You know the rules, Clef. If an If one reports this to the authorities, you will not be allowed to travel again.
I know it was wrong. I am very sorry, Omri. But you will not stop me if Senbi says I can go.
You little...
Clea, I will handle this matter. In this case, as it happens, no great harm has been done.
We must find the subsonic, first of all. We could give up the house. Let Halya have it. How can you stand this long enough to hunt?
Give up the house? You must be mad with all our invitations out.
There will be no need for giving up the house. We can find it if we all hunt. That means you too, Wilson.
Yeah, okay. But what about me? What are you going to do with me?
That should be obvious. Keep you in the house until we go.
What?
We certainly can do no less. You understand that? And there is no reason for us to do more, as it happens. Silence is all we promised when we signed our travel papers.
Yeah, but... All right, let's hunt.
I found it!
Where was it, Omri?
In that torn sofa cushion over there. I closed the lid.
Thank goodness.
As for you, Mr. Wilson, we must see that you remain in the house until Friday. For your own comfort, I advise you to let me know if Halya offers any further tricks.
You can't force me to stay in this house.
I confess, I'm not quite sure how to enforce your staying indoors. I could use methods that would make you very uncomfortable.
You wouldn't dare.
I would prefer to accept your word on it.
Oh, well, that's awfully trusting of you.
It was partly our fault for not ensuring that we had the house to ourselves. Living here with us, you could scarcely help suspecting. Shall we say that in return for your promise, I reimburse you in part for losing the sale price on this house?
Well... All right, I promise. Hello?
You did it, Oliver.
What, Sue?
Oh, don't play stupid with me, Oliver. You know damn well what.
Sue, I didn't do anything.
That's right, Oliver, you didn't do anything. Because you didn't, we've lost the sale to Madame Halya. I hope you're happy.
Sue, can we just talk this over later?
Oh, you must have plans with Clef, right? Huh, I should have known something like this would happen.
No, it's not what you think.
You're right. It's not what I think. It never has been.
Right. Damn.
May I have your attention, please? Thank you. Welcome to each and every one of you here tonight. Of course, you all realize the significance of this historic occasion. Now for the business at hand. It is now 1 o'clock in the morning. And as you are aware, our wait is nearly over. I think everyone has been served their tea. Very well, my friends. I guess we are ready. Please, enjoy yourselves.
What is he talking about, Clef?
You will see, Oliver. You will see.
The tea. It's starting to get to me again. I don't know if I can stay awake or not. Everyone. Clef, are you in there? Are you okay? Clef, please answer me. Clef, where are you?
What's going on? Clara! What's happening? Why are you people just sitting here? Damn you all. You hear me. Don't pretend you don't. I want some answers.
Oliver? Oliver?
Clef? Clef, what's happening?
Here, Oliver. Drink some tea. Don't worry. We are all quite safe here. Quite safe.
Safe?
It was a meteor. Quite a small meteor, really. Your house was never even touched.
A meteor? Sue. Is Sue...
I think she's safe. For a while. Please, Oliver, forget about all that and drink.
But you knew. You could have given a warning, or...
How could we change the past? We knew, but could we stop the meteor? Or warn the city? Before we travel, we must give our word never to interfere. It's Cindy. Only Cindy has arrived.
Clef. Clef. Come back.
Cindy.
Clef.
Last.
Who are you? Oh, my head.
I'm Sin. You had too much euphoriac. You slept a long while.
How long? I thought Clef said you don't get hangovers from... Where is Clef?
They should be in Rome, watching Charlemagne's coronation at St. Peter's on Christmas Day. About 1,000 years ago.
So, they've gone on. But you stayed behind. Why? You're Sinby. I heard your, symphonia, I believe Clef called it.
You heard part of it. I have not yet finished it. I needed... this.
You needed... what? The meteor? The meteor? But...
The worst part of it is past now, for a while. Forget, if you can. That was days ago. I said you were asleep for some time. I'd let you rest. I knew this house would be safe, at least from the fire.
Then something more is to come.
I am a composer. I happen to be interested in interpreting certain forms of disaster into my own terms. That is why I stayed on. The others are dilettantes. They come for the May weather and the spectacle. The aftermath, well, why should they wait for that? As for myself, I suppose I am a connoisseur. I find the aftermath rather fascinating. And I need it. I need to study it at first hand for my own purposes.
That scar on your wrist. Clef had that scar too, and the others.
Inoculation. It was necessary under the circumstances. We did not want disease to spread into our own time world.
Disease?
You would not recognize the name.
But if you can inoculate against disease, if you could inoculate, you could change history, too. You can. I know you can. Now, Clef said She had to promise not to interfere. Now, you all had to promise, right?
Yes.
Does that mean you really could change your own past? Our time?
Yes. Yes, the past can be changed, but not easily. And it changes the future, too, necessarily. The lines of probability are switched into new patterns, but it is extremely difficult, and it has never been allowed. The physiotemporal course tends to slide back to its norm, always. No, we do not change history, Wilson. If we changed our past, our present would be altered, too. And our time world is entirely to our liking.
But you've got the power. You could alter history if you wanted to. Wipe out all the pain and suffering and tragedy and...
All of that passed away long ago.
Oh, not now. Not this.
This, too.
You don't care, do you? You're watching this from some sort of vast time difference. You couldn't care less. You're a genius, but you just don't give a damn. It's all an intellectual game for you, something to enhance your prestige and your time.
It's not so simple as that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's real deep, right? Yeah, send me, we're expendable for some nobler cause, right? I should have known as much. Clef and all of them were so petty and malicious. I played right into their little schemes to acquire a ringside seat to our destruction. You're all dilettantes and voyeurs. God, things must be pretty damn boring in the future.
This is why we have rules about traveling, Mr. Wilson. We could never expect you to understand.
Understand what? I understand more than you think. I understand that you come from a blasphemous future, with an escape mechanism to take you to more interesting times, with real events and real people. You're a race of pathetic spectators, and we're the sport.
As you wish, Mr. Wilson. Now, I must return to my work.
Maybe something could have been done. We'd have forced them to tell us how to change the probabilities. We could have evacuated the city. If I could leave a message, maybe not for today's people, but later, and visit all through time. If they could be recognized and caught somewhere, sometime, and made to change.
Well, Cindy, you have outdone yourself this time.
I merely interpret, Omri. I suppose one could say I am an extraordinarily gifted spectator.
My good man, you are the picture of modesty. We should all have such a gift.
Tell that to those that we immortalize.
Now, Sinby, you know the rules. By the way, whatever happened to that fellow Wilson after we all left for Rome?
You know the history. Mm. They had to destroy the house. Dynamited it on the sixth day after you left.
And I suppose he...
Yes. The relentless blue death. It got them all. Wilson, too.
Well, Cindy, what will you do for an encore?
Our cast for Vintage Season featured Greg Loso as Oliver Wilson and Nance Williamson as Clef. Omri was played by Jerry Nelson. Clea was Pam Doherty, and Cheryl Norris portrayed Sue. Madame Hollia was played by Cecilia Flores. Other voices were portrayed by Drew Hunter, Charles Chapman, and Dorothy Andrews. The original story, Vintage Season, was written by Henry Kuttner and C.L. Moore, and adapted for Sci-Fi Radio by Jonthy E. Andrews. Our director was John L. Williams. All music and sound effects were created by Ron DiIulio. Our series producers are Kevin Singer and Ron DiIulio. Sci-Fi Radio is supported by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is James Edward Kerr inviting you to join me soon for another exciting venture into the imaginary worlds of Sci-Fi Radio.